So, you're at some poncy do, and the guy sitting next to you asks what you do for a living. Deep breath. I go to police stations and I represent people who've been arrested. Oh, you're a solicitor then? Well, not exactly. I'm a legal rep. And then there's a brief silence, and it's followed by, how do you live with yourself defending people who are guilty? Grim smile on face, secure in the knowledge that he's the first person to ever ask you the question. I've got a standard answer. Just make an imaginative leap, I say. What if your son got arrested? Are you telling me that you wouldn't want him to get the best legal advice possible? Well, the fella nods sagely and he moves on. But of course, he hasn't really made the leap because he knows that his son's never going to get nicked because he's not that sort of a boy. My name's Frank Twist. And if you or your offspring ever have the misfortune to be arrested in England's sunny northwest, then there's a fair chance that either me, Ben Bradman, or another of my team of advisors will be looking after you. All in the interests of justice. So what is our job? Three short words. Getting you off. It sounds easy, doesn't it?
Lives by Tom Fry and Sharon Kelly. Episode 1.
Oh, give me strength. Oh, I've had this flipping thing put in.
Hello? Who's there?
Oh, Dee Dee.
Why are you hiding down there?
I'm not hiding. I'm praying.
Bailiffs don't usually come in high heels, you know.
Oh, didn't you remember the code to this thing? It's 999999, isn't it?
No, I changed it to our wedding anniversary yesterday.
Oh, right. So that's...
Yes.
Oh,
I'll do it, Frank.
What are you doing here anyway? Thought you were going shopping.
They were closed.
What? All of them?
Darling, I was taking this dress back to change it. I love it, and I am very touched that you bought it in a size 10.
Now, give it here. I'll sort it.
Okay. Funny the shop was closed.
And the trouser pockets, Mr. Bradman.
Gonna do a strip search too?
You're not my type.
Yeah, I've only got two legs. Why are you doing this?
We've had some very dodgy reps in here lately.
Oh, and there's me thinking it was for your own pleasure.
I'll keep this.
What, my key ring?
There's a knife on it.
A pen knife.
I dread to think what your client could do with that.
Oh, well done, DC Hyten. You prevented a nasty fruit peeling incident. Are you telling me you're searching every single legal advisor that walks through the door?
It's discretionary. With a qualified solicitor, you don't have to be so careful.
And why not?
Officers of the court, aren't they? But with you lot, what is it you officially call yourself these days?
Here we go.
Oh, yes. Accredited representatives. Another way of saying a smart ass with a certificate.
Can I see my client now?
All in good time.
Now, Mr. Hyten. Or you can go and get the duty officer.
There's something about the smell of stale kebab in the morning.
Hey, it's nice to have a restaurant downstairs.
It's the first time I've heard the kebab shack called a restaurant.
Don't knock this shack. A lot of its customers are our customers too.
Frank, how long is this thing going to be here?
That thing is a valuable piece of history.
What, a football shirt?
As worn by Dennis Stewart on the day that City won the League Cup.
Oh, ancient history then.
Hey, watch it. Today it shall be hung above my desk.
I don't think so.
Why not?
This is a legal services office, not a locker room.
Well, I suppose it could go above our bed. Oh, look at that. Brilliant. They've even included batteries.
What's that?
That is a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?